Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Going to God the Father in prayer. Moses, in the first reading, Moses is talking with the Lord. Little side note, I found a little humor in it at the beginning. The Lord's talking to Moses and he says, "Your people, have you seen what your people are doing? The people whom you led out of Egypt, they're worshiping a false god." He used the word "your," like Moses, your people, the ones you led out of Egypt. Kind of like maybe a wife talking to her husband. "You know what your son did?" Or when Adam in the garden says, "The woman whom you gave me the fruit." You know, this use of the word "your." It's funny. I thought it was really funny the Lord used that talking to Moses twice. And so maybe he was having a bit of humor there, although it was not a funny situation. But in that, you laughed, right? In that you saw something very, very human, very personal. Not to make light of the situation, but just even in the dialogue between the man of God, the prophet assigned at that age, Moses, to lead the people, to be the voice of the Lord, to meet with the Lord and then give the message to the people and all those duties, that there's this very personal way of speaking. Yes, there's formality, but it's not just formality. And we can find that. Just kind of carefully look. You've heard the term personal relationship with Jesus. Yes, that's true. I think we got that from the Protestants. They really emphasized that, and that's a good thing. Everyone here needs a personal relationship with Jesus. And to think of having that relationship, personal, little humor, a little friendliness, I think that would help your prayer a lot if you allowed that element to be there. So food for thought, food for thought. So in this, the Lord tests Moses. He tests him. "Let me just consume these people and I'll make you a great nation." And Moses goes into his response about, "Remember your promises." Now he's using the word "your." "Remember your promises and how you swore." Oh, it's beautiful. But he intercesses for the people. He steps up. And then the Lord relents. Okay. It's a very wonderful interaction. And Moses comes through with the Lord's grace and does his job. He intercedes for the people. Where am I going? The habit of speaking with God the Father. Now, Jesus tells us many times, as you've all heard, "I and the Father are one. When you see me, you see the Father," etc. "No one can go to the Father except through me," and on and on. So there, we understand there's a personal relationship, of course, with the Holy Spirit. So we want to have that personal relationship. In the psalm you heard, "I will rise up and go to the Father." Habitually, that's what we want to do. And it's amazing. We'll go to Jesus. How many times have you heard that in your life? But yet, so much is there, but yet we still don't do it as much as we should. I mean, all the time, all day long, for little things and for big things. Absolutely. Make that your habit. Continually just in your mind, help me with this, help me with that. Praise the Lord for this. Thank you for that. That's how you will end up continually praying, which is what we're supposed to do. But it's going to start with practice, conscious practice. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Jesus. Right? Help me, Blessed Mother. Because she's tied to her son. So you're going to get, you know, it's all going to go in the right place. Looking at the psalm. Well, what can I ask God for? The psalmist gives us so much. Cleanse me of my sin. Create a clean heart in me. Is your heart 100% pure? Or can you think of some impurities you're having a hard time with? So you want a cleaner, more fully clean heart. Renew a steadfast spirit in me. Do we have lazy spirits? You know, we covered that in a previous homily. I don't need to do that again. Right? That, or maybe that was the 9 a.m. Mass, but anyway. Right? That, you know, kind of tepid. Steadfast! Do I have a steadfast spirit? Well, Lord, help me to have more of that. Cast me not out from your presence. I don't feel connected with God. I'm lonely. I don't think he's with me. Help me to stay in your presence. Don't leave me. Your Holy Spirit, take not from me. O Lord, open my lips. Do we have a hard time defending the faith or speaking about the faith or encouraging other people or telling them the truth? Hey, what you're doing is not good. Open my lips. A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. Am I really repentant of my sins? Or am I kind of repentant? Because I really kind of had to lie in that situation. I really, you know, that person is really no good, so I kind of forgive them. I mean, am I fully contrite, repentant? Then make me more fully contrite. Those are just examples from the psalm. This morning, I watched a compilation on the news of the 9/11 footage. And maybe I forgot, it was 15 years ago. But I don't remember, but there was a scene of one of the guys falling, right? There were at least five or six people that had to jump. It was either the flames or the heat, and that just one of the most awful situations I can think of. And watching this man fall and just said a little Hail Mary for him. That in those moments, which is horrible, that he turned to the Father, that he turned to Jesus. Something. Lord, save me. Help me, Lord, whatever. That his final thoughts. Okay, that'd be turning to Jesus for a big thing. And all the small things and everything in between. Let's build the habit. So that when the big things happen, or if we have a near sudden death, but we have a few more seconds, because we made a habit of turning to Jesus in the small things, that it just comes to us. We don't have to think about it. It'll just happen. Subconsciously, it'll just happen. I go to the Father. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Even if I have 2 seconds. Thomas More, I think I may have shared this about a year ago. If you've heard it, pardon me. But there was this story St. Thomas More told about a man who someone was saying, hey, you should turn, something to the effect of, and I don't have the exact quote, but a guy was saying, you should pray more. And I said, I'll get to it. I'll get to it, you know, eventually. And I guess the man had swore a lot, used a lot of profanity, etc. Well, he was riding his horse, and the bridge broke. Or he was thrown from his horse because there was something wrong with the bridge. And as he flew through the air towards the water below, his quote was, "To the devil with it all." Because he was used to profanity. He was used to not speaking in godly ways. So what came out when he only had a few seconds? What he was used to doing. So don't think things are going to change when you want them to, or that you're going to change when you want them to. Your habit may take over. Let us get in the habit of turning to Jesus all the time for everything.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.